from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions, broadcasting from the Pods Moving and Storage Studios. It's the Ramsey Show, where we help people build wealth, do work that they love, and create actual amazing relationships. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. We're going to answer your questions. The call is free, 888-825-5225. And some say the advice is worth exactly what you pay for it. Lydia starts this hour in Orlando. Hi, Lydia. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Jade. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's up in your world?
Well, I just wanted to share kind of a success story and maybe a little bit of hope surrounding the SVB bank failure. My husband actually works for a tech company, a small tech company in California. He works remotely, but about 1 year ago took a job at one of these small tech companies, and come to find out last week, his company was one of those that had their deposit at SVB Bank. We found out Monday that the deposits are going to be backed by the FDIC and the other insurances that the other banks, I guess, participate in. So his business is going to be okay. But there was a little bit of time there where we weren't sure. But to give a little bit of backstory as well, my husband and I started following the baby steps about 9 years ago, and we completely got out of debt. We're in baby steps 4 through 6, and we even are going through our first FPU class as coordinators. So we've never done it before, and we're going through as coordinators.
Well, thank you.
And yeah, thank you so much. So we were able to kind of walk through some of the principles with our FPU class, and we actually just went through the emergency fund week, and we decided to beef up our emergency fund from 3 months to 5 months because my husband's job is a little bit risky as far as
little did we know
tried and true company. Yes, so we, being in baby steps 4, 5, and 6, and just 1 year ago we started really trying to tackle our mortgage more aggressively than just you know, maybe we had been before. We had just kind of gotten through debt, and then we were doing some other stuff in our life. Now we're to the point where everything's settled down. We've gone through that stuff, and now we're trying to pay off 4, 5, and 6 and pay off our mortgage. But because we took this risky job, we took what we were paying for our mortgage, and we started putting it in like a side account. You know, like, this is the mortgage payment, but just in case something happens with this job, we still have, you know, this fund that we can reach into. So last month, so that was 1 year ago. Last month, we saved up for a whole year, and we were able to save $60,000 for our mortgage.
Wow.
Way to go.
And we were, last month, I kid you not, this was February 23rd, so probably only 3 weeks ago, we got news from his company that they did a second round of funding, and their venture capitalist investors funded them enough to secure operations for at least 3 years. So in addition to the sales that they make, this additional capital investment would guarantee operating income for the next 3 years, and that would make payroll and all of that. So all of that money that they had just gotten in February was put into SVB Bank, 100%. So,
wow.
And we get the news, we're sitting here in February going, this is great news. We have at least 3 more years with this job. It's time to reach and pay off that mortgage, or, you know, write that check to the mortgage company. So we did. February 23rd, we wrote a check, $60,000 to the mortgage company. And then last week, we get the news that SVB Bank is failing.
SVB says, hold my beer. Yeah.
Yes,
oh, my gosh.
The company may not be able to make payroll. I mean, we have no idea where this is going to end up. Now, you know, we're about 1 more week into it. We have a little bit more information and a little bit more security. But I really just want to thank you for the advice that we got on board with, you know, almost 10 years ago. Because now we were set up to be in a place where even if he lost his job, we were secure.
Yeah.
We have no debt except our mortgage.
Yeah.
We only have, or we had beefed up our emergency fund to that 5 month mark.
How much is left on the mortgage?
We have about 400
okay.
left.
Way to go, kiddo.
Very good. Yeah. Very good.
Way to go. I'm proud of y'all. Well, that's what happens when you're smart
really
and you follow the steps, you have financial peace.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to tell our FPU class here this week. You know, we just went through the lesson about the emergency fund, that we're really happy and dry under our large umbrella.
So I love it.
We do to the principles that you teach. We're very grateful.
Well, we're grateful to you. Thanks for telling your story. And wow, I mean, that's pretty incredible.
That's something. I love it. It will rain, Dave. Like, it's going to rain. You don't know what form it's going to take, but doing those steps and having everything in order, she was able to, you know, even if he had lost his job for a while, they would have been just fine.
Yeah. And it may take them a little while to make payroll.
That's right.
The venture capital firm funds it for 3 years, dumps all of that funding into this bank. See, it's a venture capital bank.
Yes.
That's what it was. Mainly startup, tech startups,
right,
and VC money, and even some hedge fund money.
Uh-huh.
But there
uh-huh.
wasn't much grandma CDs in there. It wasn't like regular people in this bank.
Right. This is not your local credit union bank.
This is not your regional bank that, mm-hmm. that you should be doing business with. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, wow.
That's something.
So, yeah, Lydia didn't have any money in there, but her husband's company's
right.
funding was in there, and boom,
yeah.
may keep them, maybe a little while before they get that money.
That's true.
To be able to make payroll, but doesn't matter. She's in good shape.
Yeah, that's great. I love that story. Thanks for sharing that, Lydia.
Very, very well done. So here's the thing. We talk about this all the time, and Jade and I have experienced it. A lot of you have, too. That when you have a fully funded emergency fund, let's call it $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $35,000, $40,000, whatever that is, whatever your rainy day fund is of 3 to 6 months of expenses, it turns an emergency, a drama-filled, and this one was really drama-filled.
Oh, yeah.
Emergency into an inconvenience.
That's right. Because you know you're ready for it. No one likes, let's be honest, no one likes to spend their emergency fund, right? It's there and you're hoping you never have to touch it. But when that moment comes and it starts raining and your job is at risk, or, you know, the car breaks down, water heater goes out, roof blows off, that's when that money comes in handy.
Strange. I remember one of the first times we actually had a fully funded emergency fund
mm-hmm.
was the heating and air.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's weird is when you're when it has a big impact on you emotionally, the numbers stick in your memory.
They do. Yes.
It was $3,842.
Well, that ain't bad, because mine was $5,002.
This was a long time ago.
Okay.
A long time ago. Dinosaurs installed the new one. Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's true, though. Yeah, you remember what you spent. That's for sure.
It locks in, and yet, it was only an inconvenience.
That's right.
Because every other time we had an emergency, there was a lot of drama! Takes the drama out when you got financial peace.
Amen.
This is The Ramsey Show. So here's a quick math refresher. There are only 24 hours in a day, so your business needs to streamline tasks that are time suckers and focus on activities that make money. So to reduce headaches as they scale, smart businesses use NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. NetSuite helps you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform. So join the more than 37,000 smart businesses like Ramsey Solutions that have done the math and graduated to NetSuite. And right now, you can download NetSuite's KPI checklist absolutely free at netsuite.com/Ramsey. That's netsuite.com/Ramsey. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for being with us, America. Hey, if you're enjoying the show, would you do us a favor? If you're not enjoying the show, you should go listen to something else. But if you're enjoying the show, do us a favor, please. Obviously, we don't charge you for this, and we need your help. We need you to subscribe to the show or follow the show, depending on whether you're a YouTuber or a podcast on Apple or Google Play or Spotify, wherever you are. Follow, subscribe. Big time helps. Leave a 5-star review. We don't need any 1-stars. They're not helpful. Your mother said if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. So move on. If you're going to troll, just troll on. And The other thing you can do is share the show. Take a link, share it. If you're listening on talk radio, tell people where you're listening. If you're watching on TBN, tell them you're watching, what time of day, how you're doing all this. Just spread the word. We just found out that on Apple, as an example, we are the number 16 podcast in the world right now. Ooh. Out of millions of them. I think there's like 2 or 3 million podcasts at this minute.
Wow.
And we've had over 1 billion downloads of this show. So it's kind of crazy. But and 100% of that happened because you guys told someone, because we do not have a football stadium named after us. We did not spend $300 million on advertising last year.
Gesundheit.
My allergies are bad. But the we're just like helping people instead of screwing them. And so you guys tell people, and thank you. Thank you for that. So check it out. And our guys really don't like number 16 around here on Apple. They like want to be in the top 10. So
I know that's
you
right.
Guys will spread the word. At least get us to 15, for God's sake. 16 is lonely, but yeah.
Almost 15.
There we go. Hey, and hey, listen, every time you hear somebody do a debt-free scream, it's because at some point they finally said, I've had it. I'm not living like this anymore. And a lot of people out there today in this current environment are scared, overwhelmed. Been there myself. I know how it feels. And if that's where you are, listen, it's time to do something different. You have to try something new. What you're doing isn't working. Been there myself. Not picking on you, just time for something new. If you don't like the cake, change the recipe, baby. Hey, you got to rethink it. And we'll show you how in Financial Peace University, our 9-week, 9-lesson course that's helped nearly 10 million people how to get out of debt, build wealth, become outrageously generous. And we're going to do something right now that we haven't done before in a while. Been a long time. Right now, go check out a sample of Financial Peace University for free. You can sample it. Kind of like those cool snacks at Costco.
That's what I was just thinking, Dave.
Yeah. See, it's lunchtime, but there's that. So don't go another day with being out of control or scared. Take back control and get a free sample. Go to RamseySolutions.com/peace, P-E-A-C-E. RamseySolutions.com/, wouldn't you like to have some peace? Everybody could use some more peace. Financial peace, two words that don't go together, like airline service. There we go. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Cecilia is, or Cecily? How do you say it?
Cecily.
Cecily is so in close. Philadelphia. Hi, Cecily. How can we help?
Hi. So it turns out my grandparents are kind of weird people. And I just discovered that they left me, or they're still alive, but they helped me pay for school, and I'm currently a student, but they have, like, a lot of money in the 529 account. And I have 10 grand in student loans just because I didn't know how much was in it. And now I'm wondering what to do, how to pay it off. And
how much is in the 529?
I think after I finish school in a year, it'll still be, like, $130,000.
Wow.
So my parents helped pay for college, except for that. I had 20 grand in student loans, and I rolled 10 grand from my 529 over onto the student loan, so I still have 10 grand left.
How did you roll 529 money into a student loan?
There's a new policy where you can take out 10 grand to pay for student loan debt from a 529.
One time or per year?
One time. Okay. With a new Biden policy. Okay.
Then you're going to also get a penalty on the rest of it that you removed to pay off the other student loan. The only other thing under the new SECURE Act, which is probably where that fell, but I didn't see that provision in it. Under the new SECURE Act, if you leave it alone for 15 years, you can roll it to a Roth IRA and just let it sit there. It's going to grow, put it in good mutual funds and let it grow for 15 years. And then roll it to a Roth IRA, which is exactly what I would do with it, other than I would take enough out to pay off the student loan once you're out of school.
Mm-hmm. So it's 15 years from when the SECURE Act passed?
Yep. No, from...
Okay. 2024.
I guess it's from your graduation.
Okay.
I don't know. Right. I don't know what the start date is on that. I don't know whether it's when the 529 was formed or from when you graduate, but... It's basically, if you keep an old 529 around a long time, it can be rolled to a Roth IRA. And it effectively is a Roth IRA anyway, because it grows tax-free. So you could put it in good mutual funds, just like it was a Roth, let it grow, and just pretend like it's Roth money, and then roll it to a Roth whenever the appropriate date is, and you'd have to get a little more research on it.
Would I be able to put it in, like, kids' names?
It'd be, you can use it for kids, you can use it for siblings, you can use it for spouses, you can use it for anybody, anything you want to do. And it's 15 years from the date it was opened. James just looked it up and said that in my head, in my ear, ears.
It is 29 years old, so.
Well, okay. I think you can roll it to a Roth now, then. Mm-hmm. So what I would do with it is, what's your degree going to be in?
Social work, master's of social work.
Okay. What are you planning to do?
Medical social work.
Okay. What does that pay?
Upwards 85 to 100 if I'm doing well.
Okay. So medical social work's obviously a different field then. Okay. Good.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same degree, but if you work in specialty,
that's what I mean. Yeah, the specialty is where the money's going to be. Okay, good. So if you can roll out making 85, I wouldn't touch the thing at all. I would just pay off your student loans with your income.
Okay.
When you get out. Don't take out any more, obviously. Use the 529 to graduate with no additional debt. Pay off your debt out of your income, and then this becomes a Roth IRA when you graduate.
Wow. Okay.
That's exactly what I would do. If James's information he just pulled up from the trustworthy internet is accurate, then this is already eligible because it's 15 years from the time it was opened.
That sounds right. That sounds like what I read.
It doesn't make sense, though, because if you have a four-year-old, 15 years later, they're 19, so, and then they can roll it to a Roth. That sounds weird, but listen, it's the Biden administration, it's the IRS.
It could be very weird,
there's
yes.
There's nothing here that's predictable. So
all things are possible.
Yeah, be sure you check all that out and make sure you've got that right. But because it's all brand new, number one. Number two, we don't have the details. And we're Googling it as fast as we're talking here, and that's about it. But but the concept is there. 15 years after some date, you'll be able to move it to Roth. If that information is correct, then the way I parlayed that'll work for you. But since you only got 10 grand, if you had 60 grand in student loans, I'd probably use some of the 529, wouldn't you?
I would.
Yeah. There'll be a penalty on it.
Yeah, but I think it might be worth
getting rid of it
as opposed to the time it would take to pay it off.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's what that money is for, is for school. I would not cash out your Roth IRA for a penalty.
No way. No, yeah. I wouldn't do that.
Well, it's similar mathematics is the problem, but the Roth IRA it's got a brand on it as far as I'm concerned. Do not touch.
Right, where 529 really is earmarked for paying for school.
Yeah. So even if you took a penalty because your weird grandparents didn't even bother to tell you had $150,000 sitting there. Oops, I forgot to tell you. To your $20,000
of
student loan debt.
Well, she said they were weird, so.
I know, she did. She meant it.
Yeah. She did.
They're definitely asleep at the wheel. This is The Ramsey Show. Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. There are moments in life we don't want to forget, like your kid's graduation or the once-in-a-lifetime trip. For the big moments, the everyday moments, and everything in between, every dollar is there to help you budget for all of it. It's the simple budgeting app that helps you plan, save, and spend for the important things. Budget for the life you really want, every moment of it. Download the app or check the link in the show notes to create your free account today. Every dollar. One of the ways we learn stuff on this show as hosts is we screw stuff up. So during the break, we dig into this Roth IRA conversion from 529 stuff, and you found a site. What's the name of the site?
This is just US News Money.
Okay.
Money.us News.
Well, we hope that's right. Then.
It's a good site. I use it quite a bit.
Okay.
Well, it's talking about the new provisions from the Secure Act 2.0 And the last caller was talking about what can she do
with $130,000 Roth IRA, $130,000 529. I told her she could roll it to a Roth after if it was 15 years old.
Yeah, which she can. The Roth IRA, the 529 has to be more than 15 years old, but you can only roll $35,000 limited lifetime. So she can't roll the whole amount. And not only that, she can only roll up to the annual contribution limits for the Roth IRA. So $6,000.
$6,000. So it takes 6 years to put $35,000 in there.
Yeah.
And you're not doing your Roth while you're doing that.
That's right, because you're maxing it out.
Yeah. So that would change my advice then. I would tell her to instead to use this for her kid.
Yeah.
Because you can use it for your children unlimited and spouses unlimited. And so since the whole roll it to the Roth IRA thing is so pinched down and bottlenecked, in other words, this is Washington, D.C. and going, look, we did something. Oh, wait, when you get into the details, it's not worth a crap.
True.
Okay. And that's kind of what that is. So
and she'd they also have to wait till 2024.
They choked it down so far it's useless. It was a great idea.
Yeah, it
to be
is.
Able to do this, encourage people to save money, but by God, the IRS wants their cut. So you're not going to get to do much of whatever it is. And then you know, the politicians strut around acting like they did something.
Well, it's making the assumption that you wouldn't contribute to a Roth IRA on your own, so you have to use this to move it over.
Well, I mean, but why not just let the whole thing roll over?
That's
just if you were going to do it. That's what we thought it was, and that was a good idea, but oh no. All right,
in
the lobby of Ramsey Solutions on the debt-free stage, Christian and Christine are with us. Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
Where do you guys live?
Near Lynchburg, Virginia.
All right, welcome. Good to have you. Been up there a couple of times speaking at Liberty, and so good to have you guys with us. How much debt have you paid off?
$156,936.
Yeah, and how long did this take?
About 4.5 years.
Good for you. And your range of income during that time?
$83,000 to $138,000.
Excellent. What do y'all do for a living?
So I'm the director of operations for a Christian nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a professor of nursing at a local university.
Ah, cool. Which one?
Liberty.
Liberty, oddly enough. Strangely enough. Okay, cool. Well, good. Well, we're big fans of Liberty around here. And so $157,000. Director of Nursing. Was that a student loan?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Not such a big fan of Liberty now. No, okay. Yeah. All right. So the whole thing student loans?
So three of it was cars. That was about $20,000. The rest was our student loans, mostly mine. Yeah. But
how long you guys been married?
It'll be 10 years in January.
What happened after 5 years that gave you the wake-up call and said, we're getting out of debt?
Yeah, so I was on maternity leave with our oldest, and Murphy hit the house, and everything started breaking, like our car, our HVAC, and our fridge. The fridge was the last one, and I remember sitting there with her on my chest, and they had just called and said it would be $250 to fix the fridge. And I pulled up my bank account to see if I had enough money, because we had no emergency fund. Like, we were both working full time, but still, like, had nothing. But we literally had nothing. We had $30 in our bank account. And it was
food's
that moment.
Food's going to spoil.
Yeah. And so that was kind of the moment I was like, how do we have full time jobs and good careers and not have anything to our name?
I love it.
And so we were Dave-ish for a while because we had a newborn, and then we got pregnant again with our second. And then it wasn't until after our second was born that we finally hit it strong and did it.
What made you turn up the heat to hit it strong?
A lot of things, like having the kids, just like knowing that we wanted to be able to provide for them and just debt just weighed us down. Like, we couldn't do anything. We felt like we couldn't do anything without getting more debt. And so but we didn't want to do that. So,
well, and as she said, we both had full-time jobs. We were working hard and it felt like you had nothing. You know, you work your 40 hours a week, you come home and all the money's going to someone else.
So how did you actually find out about, Baby Steps, Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace? Which one was it?
It was the church we were attending at the time, and now the church we're coordinating at, the church we go to now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Very good.
Lots of fun.
Very cool.
The Thomas Road, or?
No.
Yeah. They did a church-wide Financial Peace University. Yeah. Pastor Jonathan was a friend of mine, and I went up there and spoke when they did that. And so a lot of the major churches have done church-wide FPUs. Yeah. And so anyway, cool. Very good, guys. Yeah. So the church comes along with FPU at just the time you guys needed it.
Yes, exactly.
Essentially.
Yep.
And now you're the coordinator to do that for somebody else.
Yes. Wow.
Having a great time with it. And our our FBU classes, really excited that we're here, and we let them know we'd be coming over to do our screen.
Love that. Yeah. That's fun.
So what was the big catalyst? Did you start, was it that you started budgeting? Did you have to do any side work? Like, how did you?
What broke it loose?
Yeah.
So thankfully we didn't, I mean, we considered side work, but we didn't have to. We just figured ways to, one, grow our career. But before that, it was definitely a budget. Like, we sat down, that first budget meeting probably was like 3 hours long, and we were not happy with each other at the end of it.
That's but, so sweet the way you said that. Yeah. We killed each other within our house. Yeah.
But I mean, it's true. It was not fun to like figure out, you know, but after doing it just several months, we had more money than we realized when we finally told it where to go. And so just keeping that budget like every single month, and now it's like I'm the nerd of it, so I do the budget, and it's a couple times he's like, can you add this in the budget? But it's like a 5 minute thing now.
I love that. That's how it goes. Yep. The budget reveals all.
Yeah. Yes,
so very does. Very cool.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not actually doing the budget that's hard, it's all the stuff it reveals.
Yeah.
When you first start, it's like, God, I'm stupid. God, you're stupid. We are stupid. It just it wears you out, man. Yes. It just it's like a horrible, very clear mirror.
It is a mirror. Yep.
Yeah. And then you feel like you got a raise.
Yeah. You really do.
Yeah. Way to go, guys. Way to go. Very proud of you. How's it feel to be free?
Weird.
Yeah. It's awesome. Fun, we were talking to someone earlier, and we were saying how the month after we paid off our debt, you know, we looked and we were just like, oh, we don't have to give this money to anyone. Like, it's our money just to now start putting into baby step three and start saving. It's no one else's money. So it's weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Yeah. It does. It's a little bit surreal.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
It's exactly. Like you come to the other side of it and you're like, I feel like there's something I'm missing.
Yeah.
I feel lighter.
And I will say, because it was 4.5 years, it felt like such a long time. Like, you hear people getting out of debt in like 18 months and 2 years. And like, just with our incomes at the time, our incomes didn't grow to what they are now till about a year and a half to 2 years ago, which really was kind of the driving force to
then
finish it.
Then it accelerated, yeah.
Exactly. But like, in the middle is when it was the hardest. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning, you're like excited. In the middle, you're like, should I keep going? Yeah. This is so hard. And then at the end, it's exciting again because you're almost there. So for people that are in that middle, like, just keep going because it's so worth it, and you will get there. Yeah. It is possible.
That's a good point, because you got enthusiasm when you first start. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this. And then you get in the middle, it's a slog. Mm-hmm. And then when you get to where you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, that's not an oncoming train. Now we can sprint to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
Well, and I think we did a good job of, you know, some months it was harder for her, and I would be there to encourage and know, you know, it's worth it. Let's get this done, and vice versa. There were times where I'd want to, you're in that slog, and you're like, you know, what if we don't do it for a couple months and we go do this instead, and we, you know, we're able to keep one another in check and work together on it.
Well, so. We had like a chain countdown he made, you know, like the chains that connect.
Yeah.
He put that in our kitchen.
Perfect.
And I like kitchen I is like my place. And I was like, it's so ugly. He was like, well, the debt is terrible.
I picked the worst colors. I picked the worst colors.
Let's bring the kids up and introduce them right quick before we run out of time. Sure. I want to make sure. What are their names and ages?
Rita's 7 and Luke is 5.
Very cool. Yeah. Hey, we're real proud of you guys. We got the Live and Give box for you with the Baby Steps Millionaires book, Total Money Makeover book, another Financial Peace University membership for you to give away. Congratulations, heroes. Well done.
Thank you.
Very well done. Christian and Christine from Lynchburg, Virginia, $157,000 paid off in 4.5 years, making 83 to 138. Count it down. Let's hear a debt-free scream.
I guess 3, 2, 1. We're debt-free!
Yay! That's how it's done! Yeah! This is The Ramsey Show. Jade Warshaw, Ramsey Personality, is my co-host today. Thank you for joining us, America. This is The Ramsey Show. Hey, if you're new to us, and a bunch of you are, because our ratings and our listenership numbers are going way up quickly, thank you for that. If you're new to us and you're just trying to figure out what all this baby step stuff means and where do you fit in, and it's all this debt snowball stuff, go to RamseySolutions.com, click on the Get Started button. It's completely free. We're not going to charge you anything. And you can figure out where you are now and what your next step is, and we'll start explaining it all to you and customize it for you. So, again, RamseySolutions.com, click on Get started. Christian is with us in Greensboro, North Carolina. Hi, Christian. Welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hey, Dave. So I was calling because I had a question. I have $6 million worth of property here in the area, and I owe almost $3 million, about $2.8 million in loans. My question was, do you think it's wise to sell some of my portfolio to pay off the loans and be debt-free, or should I utilize the monthly cash flow to pay off the loans fast? What do you think?
Well, congratulations. You've done a good job. You got a good equity position, and you've obviously got a going concern. And there's a lot of different ways to attack the situation where you are. You can keep doing more of what you've been doing. Here's what I learned when I had, when I was 25 years old, 24 years old, I had $4 million worth of real estate and I owed $3 million on it. So I did not have as good an equity position as you do. Okay. I was about 75% loan to value. You're about 50%. All right. But, I ended up losing everything because the bank got sold to another bank, called our notes. We had a lot of flip notes out of 90 day notes and it caught me and took me out. And what I learned from that going broke process in my 20s, 30 years ago, was that those of us that love real estate, people like you and me, Christian, sometimes we forget to measure risk. Common sense tells you, and actual business analysis tells you, that the more debt you have, the more risk you have. Would you agree with that?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. And what I've discovered now over 30 years, not only of teaching these things, but of living a completely debt-free life, and I today own several hundred million dollars worth of real estate. What I've discovered in that process, building that portfolio a different way over this 30 years, is that the lack of risk with having no debt has accelerated over the long haul the amount of real estate I can own. Because I don't make as many mistakes, I don't have setbacks, I don't have cash flow problems, I've always got cash. Can you imagine how much cash my real estate throws off with no debt? It's obscene, okay? And I can buy another piece of real estate with just cash flow fairly often because we've got tremendous rents coming in on these things. Now, so all that to say, what I have learned from my personal walk and from walking with others is that where I know you will be the best off in 10 years and have the most wealth because of the lowered risk and the increased peace in your life, is if you were debt-free. Now, do we have to burn everything down and do this suddenly? Because you and I had a conversation? No, I think you have a gradual process and you say, okay, over a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever it is, I'm going to move in that direction. Because if I were in your shoes, I would rather have $4 million of paid for real estate than $6 million of real estate with $3 million worth of debt.
Very true.
And that's about where you will be, because your real estate will go up in value while we're doing this. All right. So how long have you been doing this? Apparently, you've been doing it a while, and you're good at it.
Well, I've been doing it since 2012. I actually used my W-2 to help me purchase property, and I was also flipping at the time.
Yeah, okay.
In 2019, I decided to leave my job because I was able to sustain myself and paying all the bills.
Yeah, and so you're doing flips in addition to this.
Yeah, well, flips are more so like for fun. I do flips maybe 2-3 times a year.
Okay.
But
just good pocket money. Okay. Yeah, you can probably live off your flips, and then your other stuff just generates income. That's awesome. Well done. Good for you. Well, here's what I figured out. When I'm doing a flip, I buy something differently if I'm paying cash, and when it is paid for, I am in no rush to sell it. So I never become a motivated seller or a motivated buyer. And I get better deals on the buy, and I sell for higher on the sell, because I got all kinds of patience with no payments. But when the payment's eating your back pocket out, it makes you want to jump and get rid of that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And I've been following you for quite a while, and I would like to be debt-free at some point. That's why...
Have you got any properties that are higher LTV, that are 80, 90% LTV?
No. Like, usually when I borrow, it's really, really low.
Well, I mean, you're at about 50% on the portfolio. You don't have any that are higher than that? They're all about 50%?
No, not at all.
Okay, that would be the first ones I divest. But since you don't have those, what I would do is just look at the portfolio and go, okay, 10 years from now, which one of these suckers do I want to own? And start going, okay, I'm going to use some cash flow and knock out a few, and I'm going to liquidate, I don't know, a couple $1 million worth, or $1.5 million worth, or whatever it comes out to be. And, you know, between those two things, have a 2 or 3 year plan to be free. Because again, you're gonna be wealthier, and you're gonna have a better life if you start with $4 million of paid for real estate 3 years from today.
I'm not arguing with that. I think he got the nice Dave version of that. That was great.
Well, the reason is because he's actually pulling it off.
Yeah,
he's not. He could probably survive, and do 10 years. Now, you start doing this nothing down real estate crap on Tic Tac, you're not going to survive 10 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Because all the guys that I knew doing that in any generation have gone broke, including me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but he's sitting in a 50% equity position, so he's going to cash flow. And if he manages the property well, and he's been doing it a decade already.
Yeah.
So that tells me he's really got his crap together. But now we're down to the simple philosophy is... You start asking yourself, is this debt-free thing really better?
Mm-hmm.
And the actual end result of the data is, yeah, you end up better. Not just a better feeling.
Right.
You end up with more money.
Well, yeah, you laid that out really clearly. I think that he has a good strategy for him and something that he can start walking towards, which is really cool.
Yeah. Those of you that are playing with real estate or want to play with real estate, let me just tell you something. You will never put in... You will be less likely, never, you can always do something stupid. You will be less likely to put a bum tenant in a property when you don't have any payments. But when you got payments, you're looking for somebody to pay those payments with their rent.
It's a very good
And you're more desperate as a landlord to fill your vacancies, and you're more likely to go, well, I know, I kind of had a bad feeling. Turns out she was doing drugs. Who knew?
Wow.
But, you know, I mean, whatever it is, right? And you put a tenant in there that's a bum, and then you've got a mess. They tear up the place. You still go through 6 months with no income. You go through an eviction. You go through all this stuff, bankruptcies on them, everything else. It's a mess. But you won't overlook that if you're going, I don't think, unless you really make me feel good, that I'm going to let you have the privilege of living in my property, because I don't have any problems now, and I don't need you to bring your problems to me.
That's such a good point.
Yeah, so you just, desperate landlords make stupid decisions like desperate people of any kind.
And it ends up costing them more.
Yeah, and yeah, you get bit. You get really bit. And I've done both. I've been both. It's been a long, long time since I've put in a weak tenant because I had to, because I haven't been there in decades now. And so I'm just really encouraging folks. There's a way to do this real estate thing where it turns out really nice, and there's a way to do it where you go broke. So, and Christian's in the middle. This is a good question. This is The Ramsey Show.
What's up, guys? It's Jade. If you love the show and want a deeper dive on your money journey, we have a weekly newsletter that gives you trending and helpful articles and tips on following the Ramsey way. Just go to RamseySolutions.com today to sign up for our newsletter. Again, that's RamseySolutions.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter.
Hey, it's James, producer of The Ramsey Show. This episode is over, but check the episode notes for links to products and services you heard about during this episode. Thanks for listening.